News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley, and President Allison Prince on hand. First, we're going to talk about volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely. You know, volunteering is a great way to get involved in your community and give back. You know, whether you're making a financial gift to an organization or not, it's a way that you can put your time and your energy into it. And I think a lot of times people think of volunteer opportunities as a one-time or a one-day special event thing. And we use volunteers across the board, both in ongoing methods as well as one-time event-based volunteers. So I just kind of want to highlight a couple opportunities that we have coming up. You know, we have every summer we do baby bundles in the summer on June 21st as part of Day of Action. And we will need about 100 volunteers that day. That's a short-term volunteer project. It's about 2 hours long. Kind of, if you think, consider start to finish, about 2 hours long. But we could use some volunteers in preparation for that, as well as in an ongoing manner, because we make, you know, this year we have a goal of making 4,000 baby bundles, but those baby bundles have to be delivered out to the hospitals on a monthly basis. And so we could use a handful of volunteers throughout the year to kind of regularly take baby bundles out to our area hospitals and make sure that they have what they need. So that's just an easy, you kind of do that on your own time. You don't have to do it on a specific day, you know, so if a weekday or a weekend works better for you, it kind of depends because hospitals are delivering babies every day. So that's a really cool opportunity to kind of continue and have something on an ongoing, but not overly time intensive, a project that you can be involved in. Also, another ongoing volunteer opportunity that we have is serving on our committees. And there's a lot of different committees to serve on, whether it's if you have an interest in nonprofit finance, our finance committee can always use a couple more people. If you're interested in how we make an impact in our community, our community impact committee or our action teams, our education, financial stability or health action teams, each of those action teams dig into each of those areas a little bit deeper. And look at how are we really making a difference in this community, and what are our partners doing through our grants, but also what do we need to do to supplement that, and what else can we be involved in, and how can we support those efforts. If you're a college student, or if you are considering a career change or wanting to get back into the career field after a time out of the professional workforce, you know, we have an internship program that's really cool. We run internships 3 times a year. We try to do it as a cohort. So there's, you know, 4 or 5 interns that kind of work together, but each have their own specific project. So this is like more everyday work experience. We say 10 to 15 hours a week. Of course, we'll take interns for more over the summer. Sometimes we'll have interns as much as 40 hours a week. But this is more project based. We'll assign a project that's kind of yours to own and yours to run, or put together or plan or something like that. And it's a really cool opportunity to get workforce experience, especially if you're trying to get a job in nonprofits, or if you're trying to get some professional experience back on your resume from a time out of the professional workforce. So, we'll begin recruiting for our summer interns here probably in the next few weeks. So check out our website for a little bit more information on that. And of course, in the fall, we have, campaign volunteer opportunities all the time that people can get involved in. So there's an opportunity really for anybody, any age, any interest. And it's not necessarily just projects, one-day projects. It is opportunities to really get involved and help run an organization. You know, at United Way, we depend on our volunteers. Right now, we have between our work-study students, which are college students that are using part of their financial aid, as well as we pay them partially, but also interns. We have 6 of those right now. And with a full-time staff of 9, I mean, that more than doubles our, I mean, that nearly doubles our staff. And it really helps us stretch and able to do more in our community in a very economical way. But it also lets people be involved in our work in a different way than just through a staff position.
So if we've piqued somebody's interest, how do they go from here?
Of course, you can always call our office, 979-696-4483. Or you can go to volunteerbrazosvalley.org, .org. And learn more there. You can just go to our website, uwbv.org, and click volunteer. And there's always opportunities to get involved.
As the community campaign continues, you're looking ahead for the next 2-year period. And where do we stand on the grant process for the next 2 years?
Sure. So our community campaign is still going on. We are still raising funds. We'll be doing that till the end of March. And that is so important and critical because it's what helps fund our community impact grants that you're talking about. So it is absolutely critical that we reach our goals, and we are not there yet. So please, if you have been considering a gift to United Way, please consider making an online gift at uwbv.org or writing a check, calling our office. We'll tell you how to get them, that information to us. As for our community impact grants, grants were due on Fridays, or this just this past Friday. So it, this week it's transitioning to our grant reviewers. We trained our last crew, our last round of grant reviewers. We have about 30 or so volunteers that are leading that or coordinating that process and going through that process. So at this point, this is when we finish all of our administrative review, make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And then we transition it to a panel of 4 to 5 volunteers. And then they're going to spend the next 3 to 4 weeks reviewing those applications, going out and doing site visits, and then providing feedback to our board of directors to make the final funding decisions on how we will invest those funds over the next 2 years. So I kept saying this to our reviewers, a very important part of our work. It's how we create impact. It's how we stretch our arms and our legs throughout the 7-county region. And they get to have an absolute say on where those funds are going and how we're investing those over the next 2 years.
Again, more information about what's happening with United Way of the Brazos Valley online at uwbv.org. And that's our update for this week with President Allison Prince on News Talk 1620 WTAW.